Premier Daniel Andrews appears to have a major battle on his hands if he's to extend the state of emergency powers in Victoria. The state's opposition and several crossbench MPs are adamant they'll oppose the move in the upper house. Samantha Donovan joins me now from Melbourne. Sam, good morning. Why does Mr. Andrews want to extend the state of emergency in Victoria?
Well, he says, Sabra, that an extension of the power for 12 months would ensure the government can make the changes the health experts believe are needed to keep Victorians safe. Things like the rules around mask wearing, COVID-safe plans for workplaces and regulating the number of people that can be in restaurants and bars. He tweeted late last night that extending the power doesn't change how long the current lockdown will last or increase the restrictions we've got in Victoria at the moment. And he says it's necessary to protect what's already been achieved in tackling the virus. A state of emergency can last for up to 6 months, and the existing measure is set to expire on September the 13th. Now, the Andrews government has the numbers in the lower house, but it doesn't in the upper house. And with the Victorian opposition vowing to oppose this legislation, it would need the support of four crossbenchers to get the bill passed, but it appears it may struggle to get those votes.
All right, so why are the opposition and some of those crossbenchers opposed to this 12-month extension?
The Victorian opposition leader, Michael O'Brien, rejects Mr. Andrews' assurance that the extension doesn't relate to the stage 3 and 4 restrictions that we have at the moment. He claims it's a power grab by the government. Crossbenchers like Reason Party leader Fiona Patten are concerned by the length of the extension being sought by the government, 12 months. Mr. O'Brien spoke on Sky News this morning, and after him, we'll hear from Fiona Patten.
It's quite clear that Daniel Andrews only has a plan to keep Victoria locked down. He doesn't have a plan to get us out of lockdown. He doesn't have a plan to get us back to work or back in business. That's what Victorians are looking for. What this Premier wants now is a blank cheque to be able to keep Victorians locked in their home, locked away from their workplaces and locked out of their businesses for another year. Well, the Liberals and Nationals in Victoria will not be supporting it. There is no justification for a year-long extension to these state of emergency powers.
It gives extraordinary powers without any scrutiny or oversight to the executive and to the government. I'm not disputing that we need to act strongly against COVID in Victoria and we need to bring this down. But states of emergency are just that. They are short and sharp pieces in time. What we need is a longer plan, and it's not state of emergency legislation.
That's Victorian Upper House crossbench MP Fiona Patten, and before her, the Victorian State Opposition leader Michael O'Brien, and Samantha Donovan was our reporter.